All right, so this is a distinct pleasure, a unique pleasure, world premiere pleasure, in that I'm having the opportunity to sit down with Ash DeLeon, who is a new wrestler for BG East, so new that as of the point of me sitting down here with you, we have not even seen you on camera yet. I know you, this week, tons of hot guys all around us here that you've had an opportunity to wrestle, but we haven't actually seen you wrestle yet. So it's a great pleasure to meet you, Ash.
It's a wonderful pleasure to finally meet you after following your blog for years.
Are you a reader?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're immediately on my good side. Well done.
Good
strategy. So how has it been? Like, what, your first time at BG East? How's it been?
Oh my God. Well, first and foremost, I definitely want to point out that I am a fan first.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, like, you know, following this site and then these wrestlers and following your blog,
sure.
You know, getting all these different perspectives, but only as a fan, and then coming in and actually meeting these guys in the flesh, throwing down with them, fulfilling some of my fantasies that I've dreamed about when I'm watching these matches.
Nice.
It's surreal.
Yeah,
it's really surreal, and I was really happy that the boss gave me the opportunity to come in and prove my mettle.
Nice.
You know, I have to say it's been one of the best motivations for me at the gym to really try to you know, put my body in the shape to get ready to take on these guys. So
nice. Very cool.
It's really awesome.
Excellent. So, have you had a lot of wrestling experience otherwise before you showed up here this week?
So, yes. So, I did work for a company back, oh my gosh, I think it was like 4 years ago, and I haven't wrestled on camera since.
Okay.
However, you know, I do have my private meetups that I do. Before I even got to wrestling, my main kink was gut punching, so had a lot of sessions I just surrounded in that atmosphere, so I have had those too.
Right.
And that's going to be my own little spice of what I'm going to put into my matches, of course.
Is some impact?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
all
that.
Right.
That's even better.
Okay.
So, you know, I've had matches. Very recently, I've had more than I probably had for the past 2 years that helped me solidify some of my holds.
So I'm
very excited to use some of those on some of these hunks.
So we will see you as like this fresh-faced newbie, but you're already showing up with some serious experience, mm-hmm. a sense of sort of your own tolerances, your own strengths and weaknesses, mm-hmm. Already. Very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm excited to sort of see that play out on camera. You mentioned that you've been a fan of BG East. Are there any wrestlers like I don't know, like being a fan, like I think of being a fan, like I've been a fan longer than you've been an adult. So so when I think of sort of being a fan, it takes me back to, like, you know, over the last like 20 years.
Right.
What are the sort of, as you entered into the world of BG East as a fan, who were the guys that were like catching your eye?
Oh man, catching my eye. So there's definitely been wrestlers in BG East that I've followed and always made sure that I saw every match that they put out. So Kaden Keller is a really fantastic heel.
Absolutely.
In my eye. I think his work almost makes me want to job for him. Almost, but I don't go down without, you know, getting my licks in.
Good,
and, you know,
good.
You have to earn that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Christian Taylor, loved him ever since I first saw him.
Tasty.
I would say I have like a schoolboy crush on that one.
I think there's a long line of us.
I think so too.
Yes.
And while we're on that, I definitely know that my other schoolboy crush on the BG's roster is Richie Douglas.
Richie, yes. And another long line of wooed and charmed fans who have found Richie just adorable. As
yes, ever since his debut in Gut Bash 11, I was totally just mesmerized and just sucked into that. So
magnificent.
Mason Brooks.
Yeah.
Love watching Mason Brooks.
Absolutely.
Ty. Ty has been a very interesting character throughout his career in BGE.
So. Diplomatically put, yes.
Diplomatically put, yes.
He is an interesting character.
Oh, God. Kid Vicious is probably my biggest heel idol.
Yes.
So I think one of the best moments I had here was probably meeting him in person.
Yes.
You know, like, it's to the point where I'm like, oh, take me as your protege. Like, I want to learn how to be you. I want to do what you do. And, you know, like, he's beautiful. I love watching him work. So he's another one that I followed, actually, basically religiously.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
That's a good list. You don't have to, like, keep going.
Yeah, I
That's
mean, like, those list. Are the ones that come right up to the top of my head. So
that's excellent.
So, you know, there's quite a few guys here that I'm so thrilled to meet in person.
Nice.
And do more.
When you think about sort of, again, sort of, I haven't had a chance to see you in action at all. And I'll have to think about sort of when the boss lets me, like, release this interview, like, if he wants me to wait until we have seen you in action. But, and you mentioned that you have sort of a gut-punching sort of background.
Yeah.
So, primarily, like, mat wrestling, grappling?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love, like, Promission. However, you know, I'm trying to... I prefer to steer away from... How do I describe it? That pro-fantasy action with the punch-stomping crap. Like, that's not for me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I want it to be real, so, like... Whatever guys I face, you know, they need to bring it to me and know that I'm going to bring it to them just the same.
Nice.
So that's what I prefer. I prefer the action to be fun, of course, but real.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's so far I've met, like, a good amount of guys who are more than willing to do that. So I'm very, very excited for that to be put out there
Excellent.
In the BG's catalog.
So my fondest fantasy right now is that there's some pro heel who just got offended by what you just said, like, you know, damn you, this is not real, and they totally, like, take you to task in the ring someday. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna deny, you know, no one could deny the bumps and the slams that they do in pro, because I've been there. I did some of that training when I did my first online video wrestling. And yeah, those are real, but the fake punches and the you know, the gropey ball grabs, please.
Yeah, so please. For fans who can't, like, see you, you're, like, showing me, like, you know, grabbing somebody by the balls, but not being all that
serious. You're not, like, dude, we're wrestling. You're not trying to fondle me unless, you know, you want to get me off. But
exactly. There's a time and place
for
that.
There's a time and place for everything. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
All right, because I was going to, like, get all defensive here, like, hey, now, every so often I'm all right with that.
Because I have my sweet side, too. But, you know, I kind of like my, you know, I like to play with my food first.
Nice. Excellent. Well, just my...
And shut up, Penis Parker.
And Drake Marcos has to insert his opinion. So my initial hit, my vibe off of meeting you, I've known you, like, all of, you know, 20 minutes. But my hit off of you is that you are adorable, and you look really, I mean, you're, like, the epitome of a baby face.
Okay. I've gotten that a lot since I've been here.
And sort of, does that translate into the ring? Do you think, like, do you walk into the ring as a baby face, do you think?
I definitely think when I walk into these matches, I definitely come off as, like, this baby face, like, oh, you know, like, here's a fan who got lucky.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
And a typical rookie.
Yeah.
You know? Which is fine. You know, because it gives this whole allure that I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
Or I can't, you know, bring what I got.
Right.
You know, and put some of these guys in these holds that...
They're shocked
yeah,
by.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's...
So you let them buy into that.
That's fine. Yeah,
that's, exactly.
That's fine.
That's magnificent.
That's fine. If it helps bring them in, hey, it's just like Richie Douglas versus Garen Ford.
Yeah.
Suck them in, you know, and seduction.
Yes.
All is fair in love and war.
So your command of being able to recall the Bee Gees catalog is totally awesome.
Yeah.
You are instantly making me a huge fan of yours because you know the catalog that well. I think that's fantastic.